The text for our meditation this morning is from the first lesson read to you a moment ago from the Old Testament book of Genesis, the first chapter. I would like to read the first two verses again. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was brooding over the surface of the waters. So God created the heavens and the earth. Everything that exists in the universe, his creation, according to Genesis chapter 1. But when he did so, when he first created things, it appears that the world was just one big chaotic mess. The raw material, if you will, he created. Now, we're told in the rest of Genesis 1, God sets about creating order in that formless void that we are told about. But even in that chaotic mess, there appear to be at least two elements. Maybe I'm stepping out on a limb there and saying that. Maybe it was one big watery mess. Who knows? But God created the heavens and the earth. And then we are told that the Spirit of God, upon seeing that, brooded upon the face of the waters. This is, of course, as I told you before, the baptism of our Lord Sunday. You heard the gospel reading, the account of Jesus' baptism from Mark. And we all know, of course, from our catechism days what baptism is, don't we? What is baptism? I can ask a Bible class and I will inevitably hear from the group somewhere, water in the word. Yeah, that's our catechism definition of baptism. Water connected with the word. You can't have one without the other. You can't have baptism without both elements being present. It is the word of God that is connected with the water that makes things a sacrament here and is a means of grace by which God forgives sin. But I was never, I guess, really considered before this little phrase from Genesis chapter 2, that the Spirit of God was brooding upon the face of the waters. The King James Version, of course, says something like, the Spirit of God brooded upon the face of the deep. So here's the picture. God creates the heavens and the earth. Things are a little bit out of kilter, but there's water. And now, humanly speaking, it is as if the Spirit of God saw that water and he immediately began to think. It's interesting that we are told he brooded, literally brooded, over the face of the water. So I looked up that word brood in the English dictionary. And of course, it's got a number of meanings, all the way from somebody's mood that they happen to be in on any particular day to a mother hen sitting on her eggs, brooding over her nest to hatch the eggs. But one of the definitions given of the word brood is this: to ponder intensively. To ponder intensively. Not just give it a thought, but to ponder intensively. It is almost as if the Holy Spirit, upon the creation of this watery mess, comes down to the water and he starts thinking. Thinking intensively. What he was thinking? Well, I really don't know. I'm not going to be so pompous as to say I do know. But I wonder if it wasn't something like this. Now, what can I do with that? What can I do with that? And he thought, and he thought, and he thought. I know. We'll make it a home for creatures to live in. this water. It'll be their home. And then those creatures will one day, down the road a piece, become sustenance for the people that I'm going to create. Be food for them. Keep them alive. That's what I'll do. But he continues to think, there's got to be something more that I can do with this water. Has to be. And he thought, and he thought, and he thought, and he pondered over that very intensively. And then he said, I got it. I will not only use this water for the sustenance of human life, I will use this water to give spiritual life to my children, who inevitably are going to go astray because I'm going to create them with a free will. That's what I'll do. I will take my word and I will give it to the water, and that word will be life to a fallen humanity. I suppose maybe someday down the road they'll call that baptism, he said. But it's going to be my way of spreading my graciousness to a people who do not deserve it. It will be my way to give them the assurance of everlasting life with me, with my Father in his house. And that will even become a way for young children to receive my word. It'll be a way that I can make even the youngest child my own by implanting faith in that child and then relying upon the parents to keep that faith alive. That's what I'll do. And this all came about because the Holy Spirit of God brooded upon the face of the waters. That brooding, you see, was part of his plan of salvation. Was part of his graciousness to the human race. Indeed, it became the human race's lifeline, spiritual lifeline. An interesting little phrase there in Genesis chapter 1 that we've heard 100 times in our lifetime if we've heard it once. Slow it down. Realize what was happening there. And we have a whole new picture. The earth was formless and void, and darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was brooding over the face of the waters. He came up with a plan. Amen.